Welcome to Not Your Average Music Therapist 2.0, a New Year's welcome. Yes, it's already February, but why not celebrate the new year now? It doesn't really need to be on January 1st, right? So we've made it to season two. Not for any other reason than I feel it's been too long to say this is a continuation of season one. I've taken too many months off of this podcast, and within those months, grown into a new version of myself, which means this podcast will echo my growth. I'm sure you will experience a parallel process in my words of new insight, discoveries, musings, and stories. As we grow, we outgrow the earlier versions of ourselves. We unknowingly metamorphosize into the butterfly we were always meant to be. Okay, that sounds really cliche, but it's so true. Before we know it, we think differently, act differently, speak differently, sing differently, care for others differently, and are with ourselves, body, mind, and spirit, in a different way. This process of growth or evolving can happen along any timeline for any number of reasons. We may have been on an educational journey that gave us new knowledge and skills. We may have gone through tragedy and have grown into grief that will now define us. We may have stepped into a new stage of life, pleading with us to enter into responsibility, authority, or agency more than we ever had before. There are so many reasons for growth, and many of them don't give you the wished-for level markers, like a new year, a new class, graduation, new job, etc. Most of the time, we come upon our growth as a surprise. Like a friend who shows up at our front door without notice, but we know full well, even if we didn't hear about it, that their journey was long. Notice your growth. Notice the way you do things with ease. This may be writing or cooking or playing an instrument or walking through your space knowing exactly where things are. Recognize how you interact with the world. You may feel more empowered in your independence or relationships. Be aware of your connections and how they've expanded. The places you've been in the last several years, the people you've met, the new things you've done or experienced. And think for a moment on all the knowledge you've gained. Maybe you are more aware of the world and what's happening politically, racially, environmentally. Maybe you have a greater depth into your own psychology or physiology. Maybe you have a deeper sense of your purpose, your desires, and your hopes. If you are here right now, it means you've gone through some sort of growth. And I'd encourage you to honor that by sitting with it for a moment. If you journal, maybe pause this and spend some time expressing through words what you are feeling. If you feel a pull to some sort of creative expression, let yourself enter into that. Go with the flow as you still your body and mind and sit with where you are now and how that is an evolution from where you've been. Now, as we continue on with our lives, hold that feeling of growth close to your heart. If you feel so led, place your hand on your heart at this time. Breathe deeply. Feel the love of the years past, all the difficulties and joys all wrapped into a keepsake. Breathe deeply again. Feel the importance of this moment, the presence of all of us together listening to this. You are interconnected in a network of people who care. You are present to your body, your breath, your mind, and your heart. And with that presence, you share in this beauty called life. We are here together and you are not alone. Breathe deeply. And if you will, hold your hands out. There is a full year ahead of us, or at least 11 months, waiting to be explored and enjoyed. Know that there is possibility and expectancy. Be open to whatever comes your way, knowing that you are in the place to continue to grow and welcome it in. And offer your love to the year. Breathe deeply and rest your hands down. Around the turning of a year, a season, or any significant time in life, people often attend to a ritual. I love thinking of a word of the year or some sort of wish I have for the year. Usually the thing that comes to me is like via thought, something I read or something I hear, something that someone else is talking about. It is a nice and gentle way to look forward without any pressure or expectation. So I'm wondering, do you have something like this in mind? As you think about it, don't force it. Let yourself welcome this word or feeling, intention or phrase at any time. And if you do have a word, feeling, phrase, or intention for this year, take a deep breath and voice it now, almost like you're offering a simple prayer to your future. Go ahead. And let's sit with our words for a moment longer. Phrase for the year, this year, is making space. And I feel like that's exactly what I'm doing right here on this podcast. So you are all invited to make space with me here. And I would so love to hear about your word of the year. Feel free to share with me on Instagram. It's the handle is at Kimberly Jane Best. You're also welcome to email me. The email is hello@kimbest.com. And I would love to invite you over to the other places that I am. Kind of like in all different places these days. So my website is kimbest.com, and you can find resources and products, some neat conversations over there for music therapists, and then also products that music therapists would like, and also really anyone would enjoy them. Music can help, stickers and t-shirts. I also have a good thing for this time of the year, basic tax spreadsheets. So it's an income spreadsheet, mileage spreadsheet, and expenses spreadsheet. So if you are self-employed, if you have your own business, your own practice, or you're thinking about it, this is a great thing to have on hand. I update my spreadsheets as often as I can, hopefully at least once a month. And it's just kind of a catch-all system for capturing everything that's happened in the year, how much money I've made, how much money I've sent out, paid for things with, how many miles I've driven, and all of those things go towards your tax filing in April. Or if you're self-employed, it can be really helpful to file estimated quarterly taxes throughout the year so that you don't have such a big sum to pay in April. Also on my website, since we're on this conversation, is coaching. I have coaching options that are half an hour, 60 minutes, and then pro bono, because I know that we live in hard times economically, and it's hard to pay for things. So as I have availability on my calendar, I offer the pro bono sessions of coaching. So you're welcome to head over there, see what's in your budget and what you're interested in, and take part in all of the things from this not-so-average music therapist. The other couple of places that I am these days are Substack and Patreon. So Substack is this new social platform specifically for writing. They have a lot of other things on there too. Like, I could potentially host this podcast over there, do things like that. But mainly the people over there are writers and readers. And so I have some writings up there. It's more like creative writing and my personal musings about everyday life and things I'm going through. Some of the writing that I have up there is on grief or poetry. So you're welcome to engage with that writing over there if you like reading. And then Patreon is a place for you to come and engage in the behind the scenes of this work of Not Your Average Music Therapist, of me as Kim Best, and all the things that I'm getting my hands into. So my patrons, there's a paid tier and there's, you know, just a free tier. But my patrons are the ones who I consider my my besties, my best friends, BFFs, because they get to see what's behind all of the work that I do, and they get like the first look at things, and they get my honest thoughts and feelings and experiences. So head over there if you're interested in that. They already have the first look at my new product, and my feelings behind the product and my process behind the product. And that product should be coming out within the next couple of weeks. It's a fun little notepad for those of us who like to keep track and kind of review the things that we've done in our days. So this has been a wonderful conversation. It's good to be back. I look forward to many, many more conversations with you in this new year. You are in a beautiful place of growth and possibility. Let yourself be proud of who you are and where you've been, the present moment you are living, and the hopeful tomorrow that is in front of you. Take one more deep breath. And give yourself a hug, mentally, emotionally, or physically. Welcome to 2.0.